Hello, hello. Today I am bringing you episode number 8, and I am answering the question, why isn't timeout working for my kid?
You are listening to the Simple Families Podcast, a Q&A style show that brings you solutions for living well with family. Here's your host, Danae Barahona.
Hi, this is Danae. Thank you for tuning in. This is episode 8, and today I am answering the question, why isn't timeout working for my kid? Please take a quick second to go over and rate or review this podcast on iTunes. I would be ever so grateful. To give you a quick overview of the show, in these first 10 episodes, I'm answering most commonly asked questions from readers and listeners. And then after that, I'm going to start taking your direct questions. So please go ahead and submit them at simplefamilies.com/ask. And I am excited to hear from you all there. The format for the show is that I bring you 3 main highlights and then 1 take-home point for the day. So the highlights for today are, number 1, I'm going to explain what exactly is timeout. Number 2, I'm going to explain why I don't really like it and I don't really use it that much myself. And number 3, I'm going to tell you, if you're going to do it, how to do it right. Timeout. So when we think about timeout, we think about a sad little kid sitting in the corner somewhere. That is sort of the perception that we build up in America of timeout. Now, timeout was actually a concept that was developed by behavior psychologists, I don't know, 30, 40, 50 years ago. And it essentially means time out from reinforcement. So time out from the good stuff. So in order to have a timeout, there has to be a time in. So if you're thinking about timeout in the traditional in the corner sense, that would be a child might be playing and he hits another kid, so he gets sent a timeout and he has to go to the corner. He's taking a timeout from playing while he's in the corner. And once his timeout is over, he gets time in and gets to go back and play again. And that's how timeout works. It's sort of a break from something that the child really wants to be doing. But that's exactly the key there. It's a break from something they really want to be doing. So if you tell a child, clean up your toys or you're going to get a timeout, that's not going to work. You actually might have a child who will say, all right, give me the timeout because I don't want to clean up my toys. We can't use timeout to motivate behavior, to motivate positive behavior. We can only use timeout to decrease bad behaviors. And making that distinction is the important thing to remember in making timeout work. And when I say making timeout work, I mean make it effective. So when you give a timeout, you're actually teaching a lesson, your child's learning from it, and you don't have to keep dealing with and punishing the same behavior over and over again. And that's really the goal anytime we discipline our kids, is that we have to do it once and never have to do it again. That's not usually the reality, but that's the goal, right? So I don't really like timeouts. I don't really like to use timeout very often, especially with young kids. The reason being that most of the struggles that we have with young children are not around bad behaviors. They're around cooperation. So it's more of a struggle to motivate kids to do what we need them to do. Brush their teeth, clean up their toys, get dressed, go to the bathroom, whatever it might be. That's what we really struggle with. Now, sometimes there are negative behaviors that we have to decrease. And in those instances, if you want to use timeout, you can. And I am going to give you some tips for you using it right. But generally speaking, most of the time when we're disciplining kids, discipline means education, and we're teaching them a better way. And if we're disciplining and cutting out behaviors, it's important that we're going to teach a positive behavior to replace the ones that we cut out. So if they're hitting another kid to get a toy from them, we're going to have to teach them to use their words in order to handle it better the next time. So teaching positive behaviors to replace those negative behaviors that we're trying to get rid of. I have designed a 5-day mini course. That's 5 days, 1 minute a day. It's free. I love it. It's super effective. My best tips for getting kids to cooperate. If that's something you think you'd benefit from, I'm going to go ahead and put the link in the show notes. The show notes are at simplefamilies.com/episode 08, and you'll get that emailed to you. So before you give a timeout, I encourage you to identify whether or not this is your child having a hard time cooperating, or if you're, it's your child truly misbehaving and it's a behavior that you need to decrease for safety or security reasons. And if so, if it is something that you need to decrease, then you can do timeout. And this is how you can do it. As I said originally, timeout traditionally is done, you stick a kid in the corner, but you can do timeout anywhere. Sometimes it's more effectively done in the moment, in the location that you're at. So if your child's at the playground throwing rocks, you can give them a timeout sitting on the at the bench on the playground. And that's actually going to be more effective than loading them up in the car and taking them home. Because what you're going to do is you're going to sit them on the bench and they are missing out on that playtime and they're going to see the other kids playing. So they're learning a lesson in the sense that if you throw rocks, you don't get to play. So that is the lesson that timeout is teaching. And you always want to make sure that there's that time out and time in. So time out, you sit on the bench, time in, you get to go back and play. That's where the true lesson is learned, and that's where time out becomes effective. Now, a lot of times when you're giving a time out, it's a time out from an activity or from a toy or something that your child really wants. But sometimes it's a timeout from attention. Sometimes it's a timeout from your attention because they've been misbehaving in an attempt to get your attention. So in that instance, you need to give a timeout from your attention. And sometimes that just means ignoring the behavior. And as parents, we have a really hard time with this because sometimes when we ignore a behavior, it feels like we're not doing anything and we're just being too lax or whatever it might be. But really, ignoring negative behaviors can be a really effective way at getting rid of them. You don't always have to intervene. And I think that's part of the draw of timeout is that it's a method or a strategy. And parents feel like it's something that they have in their pocket and they can pull it out when they need it, particularly if their mother-in-law is standing around or if there's a neighbor watching and it looks like you're disciplining your kid. Whether or not it's actually making a difference and it's effective is a whole nother story. So use timeout in instances where you know that your child is actually going to learn a lesson. But don't be afraid to ignore bad behaviors if you know that they're behaving a certain way to get attention. Because by ignoring them, you're not giving them the attention that they're looking for. So that might be you're talking on the phone and your child is pulling and nagging on your leg and yelling. Ignoring that behavior is going to be much more effective than hanging up the phone, taking them into the corner, explaining to them why you're putting them into timeout, and then coming back and giving them a hug and soothing them and doing whatever else you do in your timeout routine where you're giving all sorts of attention as a result. So sometimes it's simply ignoring, and don't be afraid to just ignore. Don't feel like you have to put a strategy into place because ignoring is a strategy in and of itself. So now you know how to do timeout right. Now, before you go using timeout, I really want you to sign up for the cooperation mini course. It's only 5 days, 1 minute a day. 1 minute a day. It's only 5 minutes total. I think if you do this mini course and you find out some new strategies to motivate your kid to cooperate, you're going to see a whole lot less negative behavior, and you might not even be thinking about timeout anymore. So I encourage you to try that first. I'm going to leave the sign up in the show notes at simplefamilies.com/episode 08. So that brings us to the take home for today. And the take home for today is you can't use timeout to get your kid to cooperate. It just doesn't work. But you can use it to cut out behaviors you don't like. Just be sure to know the difference between the two. If you want more of a good behavior, you need to motivate your kid. If you want less of a bad behavior, then that's when you can try timeout. I appreciate you all tuning in today. If you liked what you heard and you want regular updates on when new podcast episodes come out, please subscribe to the podcast and sign up for email updates on simplefamilies.com. You'll also get updates about what's going on the blog as well. And I look forward to hearing from you all soon. Thank you. Enjoy.